Scott Spears back with you here on a Getaway Friday, March the 18th, 2022. Hope everybody survived St. Patrick's Day. It is 13 minutes past the hour, 61 degrees and partly sunny skies here in Marion. Nobody has told me yet. Did anybody hear the pastor's interview this morning, Pastor Littleton, about the Ukraine? Was that easy to hear enough? Okay. Did you hear it okay over the air this morning? I think that was such an interesting story, but just want to make sure everybody heard it okay. Give me a buzz if you heard it okay this morning. 740-751-4038. 61 degrees, partly sunny skies here in Marion. All right. Well, we stalled out on a Family Feud question last hour. Name a reason you might get rid of an old family heirloom. Now we've got it's broken, it's ugly, you need money, you have too much stuff, you're having a family feud, or you're moving. Still one answer left. Who knows what the answer is? 740-751-4038. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
Because you're afraid if Uncle Harold gets a hold of it, he will use it for nefarious reasons.
Well, you know, it depends on what it is. There could be a lot of nefarious things going on. Could you hear the pastor okay this morning?
Yes, Scott, I could hear him, yeah.
Good. I was wondering because he was on a headset, and I was wondering if he was coming, if he was coming through loud and clear.
He was fine, yeah.
It was quite a story.
Yes.
Yeah. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Go ahead, caller.
Do you have a chat family members a joke?
Not a joke. Go ahead, caller.
Divorce,
you got it. Number three on the list. It is a divorce. We've got broken, ugly, divorce, need money, too much stuff, family feud, and moving. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Well, I think we just got divorced there. That's what it was. All right, next category here. Well, this one's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? Seven answers in this category as well. 740-751-4038. Where do kids spend most of their time nowadays? Seven answers on the list. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
In the room and playing video games.
In their room is number one. Go ahead, caller.
On their electronic games.
No
computer.
Not just the computer. What? Because sometimes it's not the computer.
Okay.
Computer is close, but technically, this, you don't have to be on your computer to do this. But room is number one. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? 740-751-4038. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? We've only got one answer so far. Their room. Number one. Still six other answers. Go ahead, caller. What's that?
On the laptop?
Not laptop, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Go ahead, caller.
On the telephone.
No telephone. Telephone not on the list. Laptop not on the list. Telephone not on the list. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Are you there, caller? Are you there?
I was going to say cell phone.
Oh, no problem. Cell phone, not the answer. So far, we've only got room. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? 18 minutes past the hour. Go ahead.
Video games?
No video games. Go ahead, caller.
Organized sports.
Let's see here. No sports on the list. No sports on the list. We've got a room. And then six other answers. Maybe this is why people can't find their kids. We don't know where they are. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? Room number one. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
How about the Xbox?
Not the Xbox. No Xbox on the list. Although that is very popular. Go ahead, caller.
At a friend's house.
Friend's house is number five on the list.
All right, thanks.
We do have a friend's house. Friend's house is number five on the list. Go ahead, caller.
At the babysitter's?
No babysitter. No babysitter on the list. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? Go ahead, caller.
How about the movies?
Let's see here. No movies on the list.
Wow, okay.
No movies on the list. Go ahead, caller.
It used to be the mall or the library.
Well, the mall is number four on the list.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? Go ahead, caller.
At school?
School's number two on the list. So we've got room number one, school number two, the mall number four, and a friend's house number five. We've still got three answers left on the list. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? Go ahead, caller.
How about just watching TV?
No TV on the list. No TV on this current list. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? Three answers left. Go ahead.
At grandma's house?
Not at grandma's house. No grandma's house on the list. I spent a lot of time at grandma's house when I was younger. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? 22 minutes past the hour, 61 degrees here in Marion. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Y?
Not the Y. Go ahead, caller.
Well, according to Facebook, they're outside shooting other kids with Orbi guns.
You know, what is that all about?
What's Orbi guns all about, or the fact that they're shooting other kids with them?
Well, I've heard about the Orbi guns, but where did this start? Where do you buy Orbis?
they're kind of a common gun, but what I don't understand is they do look like real guns, but they also come in bright colors. But I don't know if the kids are painting them black or what, because obviously if it's orange, you know it's not a real gun. But kids, it has a little tiny pellet, like almost like a BB, but it's plastic, and you can shoot other kids with it. Or you can, you know, you can do that. And that's what
they're doing.
That's what they're doing now. And so now they're warning them about it.
Well, here's what I don't understand. If I'm, you know, I did not read the story, but I heard it on the news this morning here. And what I don't understand is if this is going on at such a great rate that, you know, it's a news story, that the police have to make a statement about it. Now, here's what I don't get. Why don't they just say right now, stop doing it, or we're going to arrest you? Why are they saying stop doing it, and if you don't, then we're going to arrest you or charge you or whatever?
Maybe one theory is the fact that they think if the kids are out there, you know, using some of their extra energy to just go out and play and do things like that, that always was, you know, guns. But the thing is, it is a very bad time to be doing that. But to me, if they're brightly colored and, you know, you can tell that there's a difference, I don't know, but they don't want anybody to get hurt. That's understandable.
Yeah, I can understand that. I just am confused that if I shot somebody with an Orbi gun, apparently this is not illegal, because I would think if it was, you could press charges now.
Right, but no, it's the toy they play with.
Right, so I guess if it's not illegal, I'm not sure how thing... I guess I didn't understand the threat from the police department.
Well, I just think it's like kind of a, like, it's a friendly reminder to protect the kids. Because, you know, these other cities where some of these kids are actually, they have a toy, it's not a real gun, and they aim it or do things they shouldn't, and then somebody gets hurt.
Now, what is an Orbi gun supposed to be used for?
What's it supposed to do?
Yeah, what's it supposed to be used for?
To play.
I mean, like target practice, or?
Well, actually, I thought it was just, I'm not sure about that. I'm not familiar with what the original thing is. You've seen these big water guns where they water out of, they're pretty good size. I think it's just something, it's kind of like paring down the bullet of a paint bullet, making it something smaller that you can play with that won't terribly hurt somebody. You know?
Yeah, it's when I heard that on the news report, though, this morning, I was just so confused because, I mean, are they shooting them in malice, or are they shooting them like paintball, like it's a game? I didn't quite understand what the whole Orbi thing's about. I mean, are people...
Well, there again, I don't know exactly how they're using them, but evidently a bunch of the teenagers are out and they're, you know, playing around. And years and years and many, many years ago, they would just be called what we call playing around, you know, or having fun and playing.
Yeah, it's really, I don't know. I have learned a lot this morning. I've learned about Orbis. I've learned that we're not taking Ukrainian refugees here in America. I've learned...
No, I don't understand that either. We let in everybody from Mexico, but we don't take in.
Well, this is what's confusing to me, is that, and that's why I kind of asked the pastor that earlier, is that I guess I don't understand, is it because people are coming in illegally? Could they just bring them in illegally? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Because
I don't either.
But I guess another question would be, there are other places in the world, like Canada, that certainly are a lot safer than Ukraine at this point. I mean, why not try to go to Canada, since they are accepting refugees right now, and then hopefully get to the United States? That you'd be a lot closer than Poland.
Well, that's true, but I don't know. I don't understand it all myself.
This
and I don't understand it if we're not the whole idea is they feel that if we take them in, that then we will be targeted because we did this.
Well, you know what I thought was interesting about that interview, honestly, is the fact that this guy was there. He was in Poland, you know, 30 miles from the Ukrainian border, and he felt that we should not go to war. Pretty much on this station, general comments have been, let's go to war.
Yeah, I know I noticed that when I heard people calling, and I'm just, that's not the first thing that comes in my head. Of course, naturally, you know, I go to prayer and just hoping that somewhere along the way, Putin will have a change of heart, whatever. You know, has an effect of some sort, that he stops hurting these people, hurting people and their children, and people are clutching their animals. You see pictures, and it's just so sad.
Yeah, and it is awful, and that's why and I can understand why people want to do something, but the problem is, I don't think that it's quite understood. First of all, even if we didn't fire on Russia, even if we just fired on Russian troops, which would be what going in the Ukraine would entail, boots on the ground, which I think is what people are saying, even if we did that, if you start firing on Russian troops and try to stop them from doing what they want to do, which is taking over the Ukraine, Putin is going to take that as a declaration of war, and that's not going to be an easy war. I don't know where the idea comes from that Russia would be easy. He's got nuclear weapons. They're certainly more powerful and structured than Iraq or Afghanistan was. I think there's maybe a misconception there around.
Well, I don't know, but it amazes me how much the Ukrainians are fighting back. You know?
That is interesting. You know, when the pastor this morning said they were a proud people and that's why they're standing up for what they're doing, standing up and doing what they're doing right now, I was highly impressed with that. And you know, we don't know a lot about the Ukraine, but boy, do I feel bad about his daughter over there.
Yes. Right.
I mean,
I agree.
I hope they find her.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome, Scott.
All right. Phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
How about church functions?
No church functions on the list.
Okay.
The Family Feud category, where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? We've got their room, school, the mall, and a friend's house. Still three answers left. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the three answers that remain? We'd love to hear from you on this Getaway Friday, Friday, March the 18th, 2022, 63 degrees here in Marion. Cloudy now is the report I'm getting. Cloudy skies. Might be that rain coming in later on today. 740-751-4038. Give us a buzz if you know the remaining three answers of where kids spend most of their time nowadays. That's what we're looking for. 740-751-4038. Remember, if the phone line just keeps ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. Go ahead, caller.
At the park.
The park is number six on the list. You got it.
Thanks.
James Anderson would be proud. The park is number six on the list. Two answers left now. We've got room, school, the mall, a friend's house, and the park. Two answers left. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Eating.
Eating's not on the list. Eating is not on the list. All right, let's take a phone call here. Go ahead, caller.
Skating rink.
Not the skating rink. Skating rink does not make the list. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? We've got their room, school, internet. Oh, I gave you an answer. Now, who's going to call it in? Mall, friend's house, and a park. See, I have to write these down and check them off, or I get into that territory. All righty, let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning out there, Scott.
Yes.
Somebody had to have said using their tablet, their smartphone, their computer, their laptop. Did somebody say one of those answers?
Well, they said electronic devices, but what are they doing on those electronic devices?
I would say playing video games. I mean, or text. Let's go with texting.
Nope, texting is not on the list.
Okay, well, all the kids I know spend a lot of time texting, but maybe the geographical thing. Thank
yeah,
you, no,
well, hey, wait a second. Did Pastor Whitaker not show up this morning? Okay, well, I guess he's gone. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. I guess I had a little horse there in my throat. Why do we say that your throat is hoarse? Got me. 740-751-4038. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? We've got their room, school, the mall, a friend's house, and the park. What are the two remaining answers? 740-751-4038. And now I'm going to try to do two things at once here and send somebody a message. We'll see how this goes. Okay, 740-751-4038. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? 35 minutes past the hour. Or if you have something to say about the Big Ten tournament, or the Ukraine situation, which continues to go on. Go ahead, caller.
How about schoolwork?
Let's see here. No schoolwork on the list.
Oh, that's good hitting today.
I know.
Free.
Tough list today. Thank you. Tough list today, as they say. 740-751-4038. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? Room, school, mall, friend's house, the park? Two answers left. I can hear the birds chirping outside. 740-751-4038. Are we going to get the answers? All kinds of stuff going on locally, nationally. Go ahead, caller.
The ball field?
No ball field. No ball field on the list. All right, 740-751-4038. All right. 740-751-4038. Do we know the answers? Well, I do want to remind everybody, let's see here, as you think on this, that we have the Skywarn Storm Spotter Training Thursday, March the 24th, Marion County Sheriff's Office, Harding Room at 6 p.m. Learn about hazardous weather and severe storms. Become a certified NWS weather spotter. The training is free to everyone. Kind of a fun thing to learn about. It is Thursday, this coming Thursday, March the 24th, at 6 p.m., Skywarn Storm Spotter Training. Thursday, March the 24th, 6 p.m. at the Sheriff's Office in the Harding Room. 740-751-4038. Where do kids nowadays spend most of their time? We've got their room, the school, the mall, a friend's house, the park. Two answers left. Where are kids spending most of their time? 39 minutes past the hour. Who did you pick to win the NCAA tournament? I wonder who the odds-on favorite are for the people here in Marion. Angie picked Houston, and I picked Indiana to win it all. We'll see how that all goes. Go ahead, caller.
How about outside?
No outside on the list. No outside on the list. Did anybody else pick Indiana or Houston to win the big NCAA tournament? Go ahead, caller.
How about on the internet?
Internet, number three on the list. Can you hear the callers okay?
I can barely hear you.
Now, can you hear the callers, not me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear the callers. Great.
Yeah, coming over the radio?
Yeah, over the radio, I can hear the callers. Good.
Now, could you hear the pastor this morning?
I didn't listen to that.
Oh, no, not Pastor Whitaker. The pastor I had on at 8.
On the first hour?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did he come?
That was interesting.
Did he come through okay?
Did yeah, he, which we could do something about that.
Did he come through loud and clear?
Yeah, he came through real good.
Good. Glad that happened.
You finally got him.
Well, yeah. I'm glad we got him on the air. We had a little, I think what happened was he was on his headset, and I had him waiting for about 3 minutes, and I think he was tuning in the station for his family so they could listen, and he put the headset down.
Oh.
But we survived.
But you got him anyhow, so that worked out.
And you heard him, and that's all that matters. All right, thank you. All right, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Well, two assurances that he was heard works for me. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning once again.
Good morning.
I was thinking they may hold some members of the Trump family, so I'll say tweeting.
No tweeting on the list.
Okay, well, thank you very much. The birds were tweeting, but I guess the kids weren't.
That's
kind of concerned about these kids, Scott. They don't play ball. They don't go to school. They don't go to the library.
No, school's
not
on
sure
the
about this generation.
School's
thank you.
School's on the list.
Okay, wasn't sure. I might have been on a delay.
Yeah, school is on the list. Room is number one. School's number two. Internet is number three. Mall's number four. A friend's house is number five, and the park is number six. One answer left. 42 minutes past the hour. Where are kids nowadays spending most of their time? Isn't it interesting how some people can hear me fine over the phone, and some people can't? Just must be a technicality of phones. As long as you can hear it over the radio, that's the important part. We worked a great deal to get the callers heard well over the air. And that's so we can have guests and take calls and so on and so forth. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
In the car?
Not in the car. Not in the car. One answer left. Where do kids spend most of their time nowadays? 740-751-4038. Don't forget, Angie Evers and I will be on tonight from 8:10 until 10 p.m. Maybe we'll discuss her March Madness picks here. She's got Houston and Baylor in the final game, with Houston pulling it out. And I've got Indiana and Kansas in the final game, with Indiana pulling it out. Go ahead, caller.
How about working?
Working, that is it. Number 7 on the list. Now, isn't that sad we don't think of the kids working? Isn't that a shame?
Yep, that's a shame.
Now, did you hear these final four picks we got?
I can't hardly understand you, Scott.
Did you hear these final four picks that we got?
Oh, no. What are they?
I have picked, well, Angie filled hers out, and she's got Baylor and Houston in the final game, with Houston winning it all, which might be a good pick. They did well last year.
I'm glad to see Michigan won.
Yeah, yeah. And then I've got Indiana and Kansas in the final game, with Indiana winning it all.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me.
No, so it's going to be, I haven't even checked to see who won yesterday or who's winning today, so I've got to update these sheets.
They don't start playing here until noon.
Now, they got all the, how do they do that? Is all this weekend the first round, or just yesterday and today?
I'm not sure.
I'm going to have to take a look at that. Take a look at the scores.
You know, there's a lot of games on that we don't get to watch.
That is true. But there's so many going on. I mean, I don't know how they could cover them all.
But there was a lot of good basketball. I like it when it comes down, you know, to the wire.
Well, you know, what I noticed is a lot of teams who didn't used to be very good are becoming very good. Gonzaga.
Well, the 15 seed beat a 2 seed last night. I never get the name of the teams.
Oh, really? A 2 seed got knocked out? Now, what do you think about Coach K, this being his last season at Duke? Do you think that they're going to be formidable because of that?
Oh, they might. I don't know if that's going to, you know, affect it. But it could.
I don't know. I think he's been there so long, and Duke tends to do so well anyway. I've got Duke going into the Final Four, but I've got him losing to Indiana.
You know what amazes me sometimes is, you know, Ohio State, they put everything on football. But why do we not settle for, you know, being a powerhouse in basketball?
Well, I think the football program, I think that dates back to Paul Brown. I think Paul Brown created such a great football team that it was just expected of them to be a good football team. And the basketball team, even though they had great teams and great years, they never really had anything like the dynasty that Paul Brown and then Woody Hayes set up. I mean, there never was and then the basketball program had all that. I mean, they had coaches like Randy Ayers, who people liked, but they never did anything with Randy Ayers. And then they had the whole scandal with, what was that coach's name? With the big, I mean, he was fired because of it. Can't remember his name. I think he came after Randy Ayers.
I just wish we could be more competitive. You know, you take Duke and North Carolina, Indiana, you know, a lot of programs like that, you know, year after year after year, you know, they're good.
Well, I'm just surprised that Indiana has become more formidable. You know, when Bobby Knight was there, the last 15 years of Bobby Knight, they didn't do very well. But now all of a sudden they're doing well again.
Well, I didn't care much for Bobby Knight, but he did do, you know, well for the program, but he was kind of a hothead. He was a yesterday coach, you know. Coaches could be like that, you know, years ago.
Well, he ended up getting fired in the end, so certainly he did have his demons.
You don't go out there and throw a chair across the court, you know.
You know, I don't know why he did things like that. I don't know if that was for show or if he really had a temper like that. I don't know, because you've got to realize you're on television and there are people in the arena that are seeing this.
Yeah, I mean, he should have been fired right, you know, after he did that. There's just no excuse for that.
Now, can you hear me better at this point?
Yeah, I can hear you better right now.
Okay, is this as good as in the studio?
No.
No, not that good, but good enough.
Well, you did something. You started coming in a little bit better.
All right. Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, phone lines are open, 49 minutes past the hour, if there's anything you'd like to talk about. NCAA is interesting to me. All right. Well, we have another category here. It only has 6 answers. I think we can get this in 10 minutes. Tell me something many people do just once a week. Something people do once a week. 6 answers. 740-751-4038. Can we get the 6 answers in 10 minutes? 740-751-4038. Something people do once a week. 63 degrees and cloudy here in Marion. 50 minutes past the hour. March the 18th, a getaway Friday. At this rate, we are not going to get the 6 answers in 10 minutes. Tell me something people do just once a week. 740-751-4038. As I said earlier, hope everybody had a great St. Patrick's Day. Does anybody know anything about these Orbi guns? Go ahead, caller.
Go grocery shopping.
Groceries, number 2 on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Let's go for laundry, Scott.
Laundry, number 3 on the list.
Okay, I'm glad I could clean up on that answer.
Go ahead, caller.
How about order pizza?
Let's see here. Well, eat out, number 6 on the list. So we've got groceries number 2, laundry number 3, and eat out number 6. We've still got 3 answers to go. 3 answers in 9 minutes. Tell me something people do just once a week. 740-751-4038. 3 answers left. 52 minutes past the hour. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Fill their gas tank on their vehicle.
No gas on the list. No filling of the gas tank on the list. Something people do just once a week. Groceries, laundry, eat out are the 3 that we have. They came kind of quick there, kind of like dominoes. But we've still got 3 answers left. Tell me something people do just once a week. 740-751-4038. Does anybody know? Maybe this person does. Go ahead, caller.
Go to church?
Church is number one on the list. Church number one on the list. You know what? Now that I'm looking, groceries is on the list. Did somebody say groceries? I think we already got groceries. Boy, I'll tell you, my brain's gone. Go ahead, caller.
Get a paycheck.
You know, boy, that's a big one. It's not on the list, but certainly true. Get a paycheck, not on the list. So we've got church, groceries, laundry, and eat out. Still two answers left in about 6 minutes. 54 minutes past the hour here. WWGH Radio time. 8:10 to 10 p.m. tonight. Angie Evers and I. Go ahead, caller.
Trim your toenails.
No trimming your toenails. Is that a weekly thing? I guess for some people it is. Tell me something many people do just once a week. We've got church, groceries, laundry, and eating out. Two answers left to go, and about 5 minutes. 55 minutes past the hour. Getaway Friday, March the 18th, 2022. 740-751-4038. Gas prices hanging kind of high. Go ahead.
This might be the drink alcohol, bar, or nightclub.
No, nothing to do with alcohol.
Okay, no partiers, I guess. Sure.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, a lot of married couples that work two jobs and stuff and have kids, sex once a week would probably be on there.
Well, it's not on the, no, not on the list, but God bless them.
Yep.
Go ahead, caller.
Bring their mail up to date and pay their bills.
No mail or paying bills. No mail or paying bills on the list. 55 and a half minutes past the hour here. Two things left on the list. Under 5 minutes to go. About 4 minutes. Tell me something many people do just once a week. Church, groceries, laundry, eating out. Still two answers. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Put the trash out?
No trash. Now, there is something close with trash. There's something close with trash. That's not too far off. 56 minutes past the hour. 4 minutes left to go. Less than 4 minutes. Name something people do just once a week. Church, groceries, laundry, and eating out. Two answers left. 3.5 minutes. 740-751-4038. One does have to do with trash. Go ahead, caller.
How about mow the yard?
Not mow the yard. Not mow the yard. Something people do just once a week, 57 minutes past the hour. 3 minutes left to go here. Two answers, 3 minutes. One has to do with trash. Trash is involved in this. And the other one kind of has to do with, go ahead, caller.
Put your trash out for delivery.
Not trash out for delivery. Not trash out for delivery, but it does have to do with trash. The activity involves trash. And the other activity involves a bed. Go ahead, caller.
bring the trash cans in?
Nope, not trash cans in. Go ahead, caller.
How about clean your car? I'll clean trash out of your car.
Not clean your car, but you're getting close. Not clean your car, but something else. And then the other one has to do with a bed. 2 minute warning. 58 minutes past the hour. 740-751-4038. Tell me something many people do just once a week. Church, groceries, laundry, eat out. Two answers left. Go ahead, caller.
Change the bed, change the sheets.
Not change the sheets, but a good guess. One has to do with a bed. One has to do with trash. Clean the car was very close, but not quite. We're getting close to 1 minute. Are we going to get these two answers? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go. Well, we lost that one. 740-751-4038. 60 seconds left to go. The 60-second countdown. Are we going to get the two answers? One has to do with a bed. One has to do with trash. Clean the car was very close. 740-751-4038. Something people do just once a week. 40 seconds left to go. Angie Evers tonight and I, 8 to 10. Don't miss that. Should be a fun show tonight. Two answers left. One has to clean the car was close, has to do with trash, and the other has to do with a bed. Something people do just once a week. 740-751-4038. Well, 10 seconds. I don't think we're going to get it. So we're going to go to break here. Stay with us on WWGH.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio.
I'm Charlie Evers, and I'll be on 10 to 12 today. And welcome your phone calls. Today, I'm going to leave it up to all of you to ask questions.
Porky, you know, Marvin there, he doesn't seem to like you very much.
It's all an act. It's not an act. It's a big old act. I'm going to blow up your act. Don't blow up